News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 30,000 secondary school teachers will stage a lunchtime protest today outside their respective schools, calling for delays to the redevelopment of the Leaving Cert. And Donal Cremin, president of the Association of Secondary Teachers, joins us now. Good morning to you, Donal. First of all, will you just outline briefly for people what these proposed changes are and what your issue is with them?
Let me first of all state to the people of Ireland that this is not a strike. It is a protest in a bid to start a national debate,
sure,
as it will affect the young people of Ireland for the next 30 years. And parents need to become aware that the Leaving Cert is about to change and it will affect their future opportunities.
But briefly, Donal, what are the proposed changes and what are your issue with them?
Well, I suppose our issues are basically that we need more investment in education to make sure that our children are well, that schools are well resourced before the Leaving Cert comes in. It's being rushed in. That's the second thing. So a rushed approach is never a successful approach. So slow down a little bit and get it right rather than getting it wrong from the start.
We just need, listeners don't know what the proposed changes are, Donal. Could you just outline them briefly for people?
Well, I mean, the executive of the NCCA and the executive of the Department of Education have decided that there's going to be one paper in every subject and one project in every subject. So, for example, we will have a paper in English. That's what they're hoping for, is that we'd have one paper in English and that it would actually, if a student makes a mistake in that paper in one question, it would probably interfere with them getting a H1, or the chances of getting a H1 would be very, very unlikely.
So moving from English, like paper one, paper two, which most people will know either from their kids or from themselves doing, and maths, paper one, paper two, Irish, etc. One paper and then 40% project work coming of the end result, 40% project work coming at the end of fifth year. Is that correct?
40% project work. It hasn't been decided yet when that will be. And that's another thing. Teachers don't know when things are happening and how they're happening. It hasn't been outlined by the department when this 40% will occur.
Okay. So projects and one paper. Is your issue simply that one paper doesn't give them enough bites of the cherry, or is there more to it than that?
There's a little bit more to it than that. I mean, we need quality training for our teachers. We need to slow down the process because it's going too fast and it's not giving opportunities to everybody to get fully trained up. And we need quality training and we need a quality control in the training as well. We want to have equity for all. We want all students to experience equality. We also have issues with the 40% because, look, 40% maybe in mathematics, science and English, 25% might suit much better. Whereas in languages and stuff, 40% might be okay. Or in practical subjects such as my own engineering construction.
Yeah, and those are fair points. Is there a concern here, two concerns really, Donald, that one is with one paper, unless there's loads and loads of choice on the paper, you're going to be looking at sort of dumbing down our curriculums, that there's an element to that. And also now in the era of AI, that so much project-based work and classroom-based work and continuous assessment and all of that is very open to cheating as well. Are they concerns?
Of course, there would be concerns, extremely high concerns. The AI is developing so fast that it can be influential in any type of project work. Whereas practical exams at the moment, where they do them in school,
Are
absolutely different. They're a direct form of assessment and they actually get things right because every student has the same.
Maybe lastly, Donal, do you believe, I mean, I know there's 30,000 teachers protesting around, and as you say, it's not a strike and I understand that fully, but protesting around schools today. Is that a big proportion of teachers? Is it your sense that most teachers are against these proposed changes?
Our teachers are very unhappy with the way things are being rushed through. Teachers like to get things right. They like to know where they're going. So if you're heading off on holidays, you like to know where you're going. You don't like to be just left in the lurch by having an inferior training, maybe 1 or 2 days training, which you're expected to be up to speed and everything. So it's going to be left back to the teacher at the end of the day. And the teachers are under extreme extreme work pressure at the moment in many, many other things coming down the line. So I like, change is necessary. We're not against change, okay? We're certainly not against change. And we have a gold standard educational system at the moment, which is recognised throughout the world.
Okay.
And
you just,
don't
want to take the wrong turn. No, I do appreciate that. Yes. I suspect many parents would share your concerns as well, Donal. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Donal Cremin, their president of the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.